here's a story from The World.
In the race to develop vaccines and treatments for COVID-19, there have been some recent hiccups. On Monday, Johnson & Johnson announced it had halted a large-scale trial of its COVID vaccine candidate. U.S. testing of a vaccine being developed by AstraZeneca is still on hold after that trial was paused last month. For more on what all these pauses mean, let me turn to Polly Roy. She's a professor and chair of virology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. She joins us from London. Professor Roy, let's take the announcement this week from Johnson & Johnson, which concerned a vaccine trial. What's your reading of what happened there?
Well, any vaccines, for any vaccine, large scale, some people will react. It is actually normal, and it should show the vaccine is working. And it is good that they pause and trying to find out exactly what is the reason. And it could be for any reason. So it's not necessarily direct fault of the vaccine itself.
What about AstraZeneca's pause of its clinical trial?
It's the same issue. It's the same issue because they did a large scale also very carefully, step by step, and very transparent. And exactly same thing happened. So I don't find that is a real issue, really.
So there is still a lot of vaccine skepticism out there. How do you get over that while all these hiccups are happening along the way, which you say are totally normal?
It's totally normal. If you did not have any hiccup, that means your vaccine may not be really that good. It's not really working. It will have a different reaction to different people. Main thing is probably the majority of people will not have any reaction.
Professor Roy, as a scientist, what do you want the public to better understand when it comes to these vaccine trials?
You have to convince them that how we got the vaccine so good in smallpox, for example, or yellow fever. Of course, initially, it was a problem to convince people. They have to understand these fundamental issues. Vaccine is the key for stop any infectious disease. And this is the time we can make it safe vaccine, definitely, because the science is so advanced. And that's the key message everybody should understand. But it is better to go step by step with transparent knowledge for everybody, understand what's going on, to educate people why we need vaccine properly. And if you can explain each vaccine, what type they are, what danger they could be, people will understand. Not everybody have to be scientists, but scientists have to make others understood how each vaccines are working and whether they do any harm in their body or not, whether they have any feature effect or not. But the main goal is all these vaccines are trying to make strong antibody without making too much side effect. That is the idea that we have. But you cannot rush this sort of thing. You have to test with many people.
As far as a timeline for a vaccine, do you see perhaps a strong candidate is released and then maybe gets adjusted along the way, perhaps leading to a better vaccine or maybe a booster?
Yes, because that's the case for most of the vaccines. They start with think about polio the same way, polio vaccine, because you studied what is the best available that time. And then you improve with a different design because you're learning every day. Once they do all this trial, we will know what is happening, side effect, and what should we avoid.
Polly Roy is a professor and chair of virology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. She's been speaking with us from London. Professor Roy, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.